Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. Jesse, when I say Odyssey foils, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Oh, a sharp, pointy sword used in fencing.
No.
Oh, are you talking about aluminum foil? You know, that stuff makes the greatest space hats.
Yeah, I'll take your word for it. No, I mean two characters who banter a lot, usually because they're very different, like Eugene and Bernard.
Oh, right. Like how about Jared DeWitt and Dwayne Oswald? Or Alex Jefferson and Cal Jordan?
Jack Davis and Robin Jacobs. Kurt Stevens and Lucy Cunningham Schultz.
Or Edwin Blackard and Walter Shakespeare.
Sure. And the list goes on. But when you think of Odyssey foils, there's one pair that's right at the top of the list. Connie Kendall and Eugene Melchner.
Absolutely. You know, these two have been arguing from the very beginning on Adventures in Odyssey more than 33 years now. And the actors who play them, Katie Lee and Will Ryan, have known each other even longer in real life.
This isn't the first time we've had these two on the podcast together, but every time we talk, we hear new stories.
Let's hear some new ones now. It's going to be a wild ride because we have Katie and Will back on the podcast. Welcome, guys.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us. We're super excited.
Yeah, I just galloped in.
You know, you've both been on Adventures in Odyssey from the beginning, more than 33 years now, which is amazing to think about. And you've worked with many, many actors over the years. Can you share one of the meaningful interactions that you've had with another actor while recording with Odyssey?
Yes. Over the years, we've worked with probably over 1,000 actors now. Hmm. And I personally have borrowed $20 from over 100 of them. But slightly more seriously, we've managed to work with a bunch of interesting people, including Marvin Kaplan, terrific actor. And I think it was his last professional job. And that was kind of really nice working with Marvin.
That was very special. Mm-hmm. And of course, that for club members, they'll remember that was Pinocchio, the Tale of a Foolish Puppet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's great. I think we have, you know, we share a lot of personal things with people, you know, just moments in the studio. And so I think we have quite a few meaningful interactions. And I think the most meaningful to me is when actors say afterwards, you know, this has been the most fun. And they do. And they're like, you know, they could be TV stars, you know, film stars who come in and they say, we just really feel so warm. We feel very happy coming in here and working with you guys. And that shows the spirit of our production, I think. That means a lot to me when I hear that. And then, you know, really for me, the most meaningful interactions are with the actors I have outside of the studio, because the people that I work with on Odyssey have become my friends for life. So I'm on the phone sharing things with them on a weekly basis. And Chris, sometimes every day, sometimes three or four times a day.
Right. You know, you've mentioned your favorite episodes on past podcasts. Katie, I know you mentioned Back to Bethlehem. And Will, for you, it was A License to Drive. Are those still your favorites? And maybe what other episodes would you rank in your top five?
Well, I still like License to Drive. I like the simplicity of it. I like the fact that when I found it, I found a cassette of it once in the car, and I put it in and listened to it, and I had zero memory of ever doing the show. And I thought, hey, that's a good show. That's a good episode.
Right?
And that's why he keeps telling people it's where Eugene teaches Connie how to drive.
Right. Because that sounds like what would logically happen, of course. I am being facetious about that. But it is a nice, simple episode, and it's very character-oriented. And it's the kind of things we used to just bat out, you know, all day long. I think the writers and the actors, we'd go in and do these simple, simple shows, and they were fun. And if you want to go to the opposite extreme, my other favorite show for a long time was purposely the opposite, and that was the one starring Ian Whitcomb, where he wrote, Ian, being a famous, internationally famous songwriter from England, wrote a lot of hit songs, and I had many albums, but in this particular Adventures in Odyssey episode, he wrote Amazing Grace, and that was a very well-produced episode.
Mm. Well, I love License to Drive, too, and I think it's a fan favorite. It's just so funny. But I can add to that Snow Day. Over Christmas. Someone had a listening party, one of our fans, and we listened to Christmas episodes ad nauseum, but they were all wonderful. But I love listening to Snow Day because I love hearing the people's reaction, and I get to hear my son in that show, so that's fun. And he's so grown up now. I like I Slap Floor. It's one of my faves.
Yeah.
That one because we didn't know where it was going.
Yeah, that was a surprise for us. And I think Life Expectancy, too, is a good episode. It's not as funny, obviously, but yeah.
Yeah, Connie has become something of a den mother to the kids at Wits' End as she helps them through different experiences in their lives. Katie, you mentioned Life Expectancy. What have you gone through in your own life that kind of helps you bring those tender moments and those scenes to life?
Everything. Raising five kids, being a Girl Scout, being a school teacher. I've been a substitute teacher and a Sunday school teacher. I've had a lot of experience and, you know, just going through stuff with my own kids and some things I don't need to mention, but I certainly do appreciate what people go through. And I think I'm sensitive to other people's feelings.
Yeah. Yeah, and Will, you know, there's definitely this mentor-mentee relationship between Eugene and Mr. Whitaker. You know, and at times, honestly, feels kind of like a father-son relationship. So who are the people in your life who have been kind of like a Mr. Whitaker for you?
Oddly enough, Hal Smith was one of them.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I shouldn't say oddly enough, obviously enough in a way. And I thought about this recently, and two people who are still alive who were like that, and one of them just had a 90th birthday 2 weeks ago, and so we all celebrated that, was Milt Larson, the founder of the Magic Castle and the Variety Arts Center and Mayfair Music Hall, and just a real legend in show business, and his best pal, Dick Sherman, Richard M. Sherman to Disney fans. One of the Sherman brothers, they always have very, very nice words to say about me to people, and they've encouraged me over the many years. I knew both of them before I knew Hal even, and when I was new out here, they really helped.
Will talks about those guys a lot on our show too, so I know they've had a profound effect on him.
Mm. Well, Dick Sherman's music has delighted people all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
And it is a small world, isn't it? I should be talking about Dick Sherman.
Be careful. We don't want to go any deeper. We're going to be paying royalties or going to get sued or something. Well, on numerous occasions, you've both asked the writers to create more shows featuring Connie and Eugene together. It's so good that you enjoy working together. What gives you the chemistry in the studio that translates so well and that the fans enjoy?
I think we both love playing with words and have a similar sense of humor. And we've known each other even before Odyssey. We worked with each other so much, so we had a friendship. So I think we just know each other and enjoy each other's company and have fun playing off of each other. We always make each other laugh. Well, I love making Will laugh.
And I've always been impressed by Katie, and I think she was delighted when I returned her $20 that I borrowed.
Yeah, that was really nice. I appreciated that. And that's the thing. If I recommend that he gets written in a show, he gives me another $20 if it actually happens. So, you know, there's a bonus there.
You know, Connie and Eugene are, they're clearly very different people. But they have a very strong, friendly bond. What advice would you give to, like, our young listeners about pursuing friendships, especially those with people who are different than they are?
Oh, I can answer that. I think that, first of all, don't judge somebody before you really get a chance to know them. because you don't really know what's making somebody be the way they are, or you don't really know how people think until you spend time with them. And I think the other thing is, when you do spend time with people, it creates a bond that isn't superficial. So even when people are very different, I mean, you find that if you're traveling to another state and you meet somebody from your state, all of a sudden you're best friends. Or you go to Europe and, oh, you're from America, you're best friends. So I think experience, common experiences bring people together. And so obviously Connie and Eugene have had common experiences, and that makes them, you know, it just forms a bond. So even if you don't know somebody, you'll get to know them, and then you'll be able to be friends with somebody you thought you never could. And also we find that somebody's weaknesses are often our strengths, so we can be helpful. And God created us to serve other people, you know, to be helpful, and vice versa. So, you know, that forms that relationship, the other piece of the puzzle that sometimes we don't realize that we're going to need until we do, and then we appreciate each other better. Does that make sense?
I couldn't have said it better myself if I knew what I was talking about.
Exactly.
Well, now it's time for something that we do on the program that where we let our listeners, our fans, ask you a question. And it's called the
TRQ.
Totally random question. Today's comes from Torlizeth 3. And this person wants to know.
Is that a planet or a person? Or
I believe it's yeah.
It sounds like an airplane.
Well, I believe that is a someone from a galaxy outside of our own. But they want to know this. They say, what was your favorite game to play when you were a kid? Now you know why this is totally random.
Is that just for Will or both of us?
Both of you.
Oh, well, while he's thinking, it's the same game I like to play now, Scrabble.
All right.
Oh, you had a game. We just played, you know, like tag or hide and seek and things like that. I don't know if we ever had a board game.
Do puzzles count as a board game? Because you said you had jigsaw puzzles.
We did have jigsaw puzzles, yes. We had one of Fess Parker holding his, Davy Crockett holding his rifle aloft as he's calling upon Charlie Two Shoes in episode one of the adventures of the Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier. And
Remember the short answers?
Oh, yeah. I think I've said enough.
Did you play Red Rover when you were a kid?
I don't think so. Maybe girls played that.
Oh.
I remember girls playing, you know, jump roping and singing little chants. And I was just intrigued by that. I thought this is modern day folk music. These chants that they perform while people are jumping rope. Very interesting.
Welcome to the world of Little Eugene.
There's the next spinoff from Odyssey. Like, Odyssey should have all these little spinoffs, like everything. I would listen to Little Eugene.
Right, exactly.
Well, real life affects the characters on the show all the time. For example, Eugene plays the ukulele because you do, Will. And Katie, you've talked so many times about how things that happen on this show tend to happen to you. So I want to turn this question around and ask, what's something that's happened to each of you in real life that you would love your characters to experience?
Okay. Well, you failed to mention that I can't sing that well in real life, and neither can Connie. I've been on a mission trip, and I wish Connie could do that. I think that would be great for her. It's something she can do, and she doesn't have to be married to do it. So that would be awesome. And I also think she's inherited this big house, and I've always wanted her to turn it into like an Airbnb or a respite home for missionaries who need a place to stay, because I think it would be a great way for her to connect with people from all over the world and learn about all kinds of things.
Well, I'll tell you what people are saying to us is, how come you guys don't argue with each other anymore? how come you guys don't have any scenes together anymore?
So, I don't know. We had a great show on the club last summer called Cars, Trains, and Motorcycles, and it featured Connie and Eugene really going at it on the subway. In fact, you may recall someone overheard them and decided that they needed marital counseling.
Oh, no. Well, they do like to hear us argue. I know that. They tell us that all the time. So even if we try to be friends, we're in trouble.
You know, there should be an episode where Eugene wins the lottery and then I do it in real life.
I think you got it backwards. Jesse
he
asked
said,
I did it backwards on purpose. Okay, I'll win the lottery and then Eugene could do it, if that's what you prefer.
Has there been anything that you've experienced, Will, that you think this would be a really cool thing for Eugene to experience?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Eugene has only put out two albums. I've put out many albums, and Eugene doesn't have a band, and that would be great.
I was just thinking that. What if Eugene formed a band?
Yeah. Yep. Okay, that great.
That could probably get expensive, but anyway, it would be cool.
Well, Jesse, I think these two have enjoyed doing our podcast so much, now they've started their own. Marshall Younger described your show as two people just kind of having fun. For those who have not heard your podcast yet, give us a pitch on what it's about.
Well, what I like to say, it's where you learn so much about so little and vice versa. And we always leave you wanting more.
Yeah, it's a Patreon-supported show that's kind of like the whole world in a nutshell. And what a nut.
Yeah, it's us basically. Well, it's called Tell You Later. So
yes, Tell You Later.
That should tell you something, because oftentimes we don't quite finish our thoughts. So we intend to tell you later.
I have the perfect description for it. Tell You Later is everything you ever dreamed of in a brand new 1954 Kelvinator and more.
Okay, well, I guess that
I also like to say, Tell You Later is a Patreon-supported show by Earthlings, for Earthlings, and future Martians. Which is many of our audience. A lot of our audience will be on Mars within a few years.
Oh, okay. So
but what it is, what I want you to get is it's not just a podcast. We're actually on camera, and we do different characters, and we have fun, and we have some guests. So people get to see us. That's a little different. But we have lifted the audio just for the people who like to listen on, like, Anchor. We're all the best podcasts are hosted, so they can listen to it too. But it is a video.
Yes.
And the show is a lot of fun. Where did the idea come from for the show originally, and then how long did it take you guys to get it off the ground?
Well, people have been after each of us to do, you know, podcasts for years. And then I don't know, for the last year or two.
I know.
Oh, go ahead.
When we recorded our video book, we recorded, because we have a book called Adventures in Oddity, which is just as goofy. We added the bonus chapters, like 58 pages, and we decided to, instead of just record the audio like an audio book, we actually set up some cameras and filmed us reading it. And so we call that the video book. And once we did that, we started thinking, oh, maybe we could do this for, you know, YouTube and do a video show podcast.
Right. And then specific people who had podcasts kept telling Katie we should do that. And then this is like last year, and we kept hearing that from different people. So we finally decided to do Tell You Later.
And then we really weren't working a lot because of this pandemia. So we started, you know, we're in our own little bubble because we are friends. So Will, he's the only person I saw for a long time other than my husband.
Yeah,
so we would come over and we had time. We're in the same pod. Therefore, we have a podcast. And my husband is the one who's producing it, bless his heart. So he's got to put up with our shenanigans and edit it all together. And how long did it take us to do it? We started in December, and we did like the first 7 episodes without even knowing what we were going to call the show. And we've been learning ever since. I think, I don't know when this is going to come out, but I think we're putting out episode 15. And there's so much to learn. I mean, people need to bear with us. People have been really supportive because, like I said, we didn't know the name of the show when we started. And now we have a name. And then it's like, oh, YouTube needs these pictures called thumbnails. So I've had to learn how to do that on Canva.
And if you go to patreon.com/tellyalater, you find out all about it. And in tell ya later, ya is spelled Y-A, the usual ya way. And a lot of people have been helping us make this happen, which is great because it turns out it costs money to do these things. Maybe you've discovered that.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. In fact, you know, the interesting thing, we are recording today episode number 382 of this podcast.
So wow.
Can I ask a favor? When you get to episode 382 of your podcast, would you have Jesse and I on?
You betcha. We might have you on even sooner.
All right.
Well, I've got to ask, so what's ahead for each of you and also for your podcast?
Well, right now, I've been busy all week writing our 382nd episode of our podcast.
All right. Yeah, good. All right.
That's going to be a milestone. I'm doing another new series for Disney's. It isn't out yet, but it's been in production for 6 months or so. And we're always doing stuff, you know, and Katie and I just work together on some, another project for other people. And, that was fun.
What's ahead? Well, I know, I'm going to be babysitting tomorrow and then our grandson. So that's exciting. And I'll be going to Florida with Phil Lawler to speak at a homeschool convention. And I do, as far as the podcast is concerned, we have committed to do it for a year. So we're going to include more things from our listeners and maybe get skits from them. And it's always a surprise because we get an idea and then see how it plays out. I'm working on... You know, I do a lot of stuff from home and but that's why I love to have Will come over because it gives us something outside of the booth to do. And working on Odyssey. I mean, we've been doing more episodes, so that is wonderful. We got back in the studio and I think maybe in July we're going to do some more shows. So
I will not be going to Florida with Katie and Phil because I was once thrown out of Florida. And do you know why?
Please tell us.
Tell you later.
Okay. Well, we'll look forward to that on the podcast. Guys, thank you again for being with us. And I do hope we get back in the studio in July where we can have more people together.
Yay.
Because we miss you a lot.
Totally.
It's not the same when we're trying to do it with a Zoom call. But we appreciate you so much. And thank you for the energy that you bring to Adventures in Odyssey.
All right.
You can listen to previous podcasts featuring Katie and Will on our website at adventuresinodyssey.com/podcast.
And you can hear Eugene and Connie in the recently released Album 70, Finding a Way. It's available now in the Adventures in Odyssey Club on CD and download.
If you have any questions about this album or really anything going on in Odyssey, be sure to give us a call on our toll-free comment line at 1-855-784-WIT or 9448. You may hear your question on a future podcast.
Always be sure to get your parents' permission before you call. That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Our website again is adventuresinodyssey.com.
You can join the club at aioclub.org or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.